Good morning. Happy Father's Day. I took an opportunity when I was looking, trying to decide what to do for Father's Day. I found some dad-isms. I'm sure that most of you have heard some of these before and might get a chuckle out of them, but just like to share a couple with you. If any of these sound familiar, feel free to laugh, chime in, or whatever. How about, I'm not just talking to hear my own voice. You're going to like it whether you like it or not. The early bird gets the worm. Rise and shine. If your friend jumped off of a bridge, would you? What do you think this is, your birthday? Didn't your teacher learn you anything? Two wrongs don't make a right. Wipe your feet. What did I just get finished telling you? Go ask your mother. What do you think I am, a bank? Let us praise those fathers who have striven to balance the demands of work, marriage, and children with an honest awareness of both joy and sacrifice. Let us praise those fathers who, lacking a good model for a father, have worked to become a good father. Let us praise those fathers who, by their own account, were not always there for their children, but who continue to offer those children, now grown, their love and support. Let us pray for the fathers who have been wounded by the neglect and hostility of their children. Let us praise those fathers who, despite divorce, have remained in their children's lives. Let us praise those fathers whose children are adopted and whose love and support has offered healing. Let us praise those fathers who, as stepfathers, freely choose the obligation of fatherhood and earned their stepchildren's love and respect. Let us praise those fathers who have lost a child to death and continue to hold the child in their heart. Let us praise those men who have no children but cherish the next generation as if they were their own. Let us praise those men who have fathered us in their role as mentors and guides. Let us praise those men who are about to become fathers. May they openly delight in their children. And let us praise those fathers who have died, but live on in the memory of those whose love continues to nurture us.
Thank you. Please stand and join me for the call to worship.
Christ be with us, Christ before us, Christ behind us, Christ in us, Christ beneath us, Christ above us.
Christ on our right, Christ on our left, Christ where we lie, Christ where we sit, Christ where we arise.
Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of us.
Christ in every eye that sees us. Christ in every ear that hears us.
Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Christ.
May your salvation, O Lord, be ever with us.
Join me in the hymn of praise, number 710, Faith of Our Fathers.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we did not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many deeds of power in your name. Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. Please join me in our opening prayer.
Days pass and the years vanish, and we walk sightless among miracles. Lord, fill our eye with seeing and our minds with knowing. Let there be moments when your presence, like lightning, illuminates the dark darkness in which we walk. Help us to see, wherever we gaze, that the bush burns unconsumed, And we, clay touched by God, will reach out for holiness and exclaim in wonder how filled with awe is this place, and we did not know it. Blessed is the Eternal One, the Holy God. Amen.
We offer a warm welcome to all of those who are worshiping with us today, especially those who are visiting with us. If you are visiting with us, please be sure to see an usher after the service so that we may give you a welcome packet. As I am sharing our announcements, please complete the form in the red register pad in each pew and pass it to others in your pew, finally returning it towards the center aisle. If you notice that someone who normally sits near you is missing this morning, please give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. You may write any prayer request on the card in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the ends of the pews so that our ushers can bring them to the pastor before the joys and concerns. It's now time for the moments of informality. Please feel free to go through the bulletin, but I would like to draw your attention to one thing on there for the work trip to 2013. The donations for the work trip are due today. If you forgot to bring your food items, they can still be dropped off at the church before Thursday, I'm sorry. Thank you. The peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Good morning.
Hi, dear. How are you?
You want to come up and have a seat? Don't you look pretty? Are you all dressed up for Father's Day? You going to do something special for Dad today?
I already
did. Oh, you did? What did you get him? You forget. Okay, that's okay. So did you guys do anything special for Dad today? Or is it coming later?
Later?
Okay. That's good to know. Today is Father's Day, and we want to give thanks to the many important things that dads do. I brought some things in this morning that remind me of some of the things that dads do. Do you know what this is?
A wrench.
A wrench. What do we use that for?
For screws.
To fix things. Many dads are good at fixing things that are broken around the house. Are your dads good at fixing things?
Yeah.
Well, we had someone at the early service that said their dad wasn't good for fixing things at all. Do you know what this is? That's right. That's a golf club. A lot of dads enjoy playing sports and games with us. Do you like playing games with Dad? Do you have a favorite game? No. It seems like Dave gets all the talkative ones. Do you folks know what this is?
Money.
Money. What do we use that for? To buy things. That's right. Although some dads work at home, many dads have a job that they work at so that they can help provide money for getting things and for buying food and toys and certain things that you guys are involved in.
But me and my brother have too many toys.
You and your brother have too many toys. Mom and Dad, no more toys. Do you know what this is?
A car.
That's a car. That's right. I couldn't bring in a real car today because, well, it's too big to bring into here. But sometimes our dads use the car to help drive us around, take us places where we want to go, have fun, or take us to school. And I'm sure soon your dads are going to be teaching you how to drive, right?
I do not want to drive.
Ooh, hey, write that down. She does not want to drive. Yeah, you would have to pay for a taxi. That's right. Those are just a few of the things that dads often like to do. But each dad has their own special way of helping us out. Since this is Father's Day, it's the perfect time to remember all that they do and to take time to say thank you to them. If you don't have a dad living with you, make sure that you say thank you to the people that help look after you. The Bible says that all of us have God as a father as well. Although we can't see him, he is real. He knows us and he watches over us and he loves us so much. So I hope that you could take the time today to say thank you to your dad or whoever looks after you. Also, take the time to say thank you to God, our Heavenly Father, because he is looking after us too. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for dads. They are very important, and we are grateful for all that they do. Also, thank you for all the people that look after us and care for us. We also want to thank you, God, because all of us have you as a wonderful Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's collection is for the Union Mission in Latrobe.
The information about the Union Mission of Latrobe is in your bulletin to give you some background on that.
Oh, nature, see.
We've come now to the time to share our joys and concerns. I have a joy that I'd like to share. My grandfather had surgery on Wednesday, and the surgery went very well, and they are looking at releasing him possibly today or tomorrow back to Juniper Village. Are there any other joys or concerns that you folks would wish to share?
I'm embarrassed, but I'll do it anyhow. I'm glad that my daughter Megan is here and her boyfriend PJ.
Are there any other joys or concerns? Let us pray. Renewing God, trusting in your infinite grace, we confess that we need your healing and your forgiveness. For all that is broken in our minds and bodies, we ask your healing. For all that is amiss in our choices and our relationships, we ask your forgiveness. For all that works against life and blessing in our hearts and in the world, we open ourselves to your transforming grace. Heal us, forgive us, and make us new. Let us now pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I'll ask the ushers to come forth with God's tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, you hear every prayer and even the moans of agony when we can't seem to form the words. Hear our prayers now. Strengthen us for the life to which you've called us, not one of glory and praise by others, but a life of sacrifice and service to others. We offer ourselves, all that we have and all that we are, so that your love might flow through us. Let it flow to our church, our community, our nation, and to the rest of the world. We pray this in the name of your Son, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have
Sisters and brothers, we are not dismissed. We are not free to go. God sends us. Go home. Make welcome the stranger in your midst. Go work. Create spaces of justice and mercy. Go learn. Sharpen the talents God has given you. Go play. Rejoice in the wonder of God's creation. Go in the power of the Spirit to love and to serve the Lord. Go to help and heal in all you do. Christ sends us. Thanks be to God.